This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Cabinet has approved the launching of the National Mission on Natural Farming as a standalone centrally sponsored scheme under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare. It has been with a total outlay of 2,481 crore rupees. Briefing media after Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the mission aims to revive natural farming for chemical-free and sustainable farming. He termed the decision as path-breaking, saying it will benefit the farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said that 1 crore farmers will be covered under the National Mission on Natural Farming. He said the objective of the mission is to promote nature-based sustainable systems of farming, reduce dependency from external purchased inputs, improve soil health and reduce input costs. He added that it will create and promote a single national brand for naturally grown chemical-free produce. National Mission on Natural Farming will be implemented in 15,000 clusters in Gram Panchayats. Farmers will be provided easy, simple certification system and dedicated common branding to provide access to market for their natural farming produce. Union Cabinet has also approved One Nation, One Subscription, a new central sector scheme for providing countrywide access to scholarly research articles and journal publication through a simple, user-friendly and fully digital process. 6,000 crore rupees have been allocated for One Nation, One Subscription for 3 calendar years, 2025, 2026 and 2027. The Union Cabinet has approved the continuation of its flagship initiative, the Atal Innovation Mission AIM, with an enhanced scope of work and an allocated budget of 2,750 crore rupees for the period till March 31, 2028. AIM 2.0 is a step towards Viksit Bharat that aims to expand, strengthen and deepen India's already vibrant innovation and entrepreneurship ecosystem. Meanwhile, the Union Government has also approved investment of 1,939 crore rupees for construction of Hio Hydroelectric Project HEP in Shoyumi district of Arunachal Pradesh. The estimated completion period for the project is 50 months. Briefing media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the project, with an installed capacity of 240 megawatts, would produce 1,000 million units of energy. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 3 projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of around 7,927 crore rupees. These projects include 160-kilometer-long Manmad-Jalgaon 4th Line, 131-kilometer-long Bhusawal-Khandwa 3rd and 4th Line, and 84-kilometer-long Prayagraj-Manikpur 3rd Line. The proposed multi-tracking projects will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has given its approval for the PAN 2.0 project of the Income Tax Department. The financial implications for the PAN 2.0 project will be 1,435 crore rupees. Briefing reporters after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under it, the existing system will be completely upgraded and there will be unified portal. He informed that PAN 2.0 will have robust cyber security measures. Mr. Vaishnav also clarified that the existing permanent account number will be the same. Prasar Bharati, Railtel and Playbox TV have collaborated to launch the Freedom Plan on RailWire Broadband. Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, and Chairman and Managing Director of Railtel, Sanjay Kumar, unveiled the plan at an event in New Delhi yesterday. The Freedom Plan is an OTT bundled home internet plan offered by Railtel's retail home internet service, RailWire. It provides high-speed internet at an affordable price to the masses and includes Prasar Bharati's OTT platform, Waves. In cricket, India registered a resounding 295-run victory over host Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.